opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
The airwaves are a blank canvas, and together let's paint them with over 100 years of music and culture. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, a nonstop, fast-paced journey through the history of recorded music. This is episode number 156, CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's show, we'll revisit 1987's Black Monday, a major stock market crash, plus fun, clever 40s wordplay with a big hit from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And the new rhythm and blues quartet known to fans just simply as The Q. We've got exciting recent music by a Brit Award and Mercury Prize nominee from Ireland, and all this excitement about the Oasis live concerts, the big reunion. We've got a live recording from the Oasis comeback tour. It's Cruising the Decades, and we'll begin over a century ago. This is a record that came out of Mexico in 1911. Now, actually, it's not a record. It's a wax cylinder. You know, this is a circular cylinder recording before they figured out to press records flat. And then you could put a different song selection on each side. This goes way back by Rita Vila, and it's called Una Noche en la Mar, A Night at Sea. 1911. On Cruisin' the Decades.
Show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Wishing is good time wasted.
Still it's a habit they say this day.
Wishing for sweets I've tasted.
That's all I do all day.
Maybe there's nothing in wishing.
But speaking of wishing, I'll say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
In Carolina.
No one could be sweeter than McCready when I meet her in the morning.
The morning.
Where the morning glory. Shine around the door. Whispering pretty stories. I long to hear once more.
With my girlie
where the dew is pearly early in the morning.
In Carolina.
Butterflies will flutter up and kiss his little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lead and lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
In Carolina,
no one could be sweeter than McCready when I meet her in the morning.
In the morning,
where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories. I'm only here once more, strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the
in Carolina.
Butterflies will flutter up and kiss his little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lad and plan for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing would be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music with the sounds of the American Quartet. One of the most popular groups of the early 20th century. That's actually a later song of theirs, Carolina in the Morning from 1923. The origins of the American Quartet go back to 1899, experimental voice recordings for the Victor Talking Machine Company. And a lot of their songs had a good bit of humor and fun orchestration going on. It's one song per decade and 100 years, over 100 years of music, a full century in song and pop culture on Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, and we move to the 1930s for the fabulous voice of Annette Hanshaw. This song actually features a contribution from Benny Goodman on clarinet. This is You're the One That I Care For. This is Annette Hanshaw, 1931, on Cruisin' the Decades.
At last I found the one I love, and you're the one I mean. I always knew I'd find you someday. You're the sweetheart of my dreams. You're the one I care for. You're the one I'm there for. hope you care for me. Listen to my pleading. You're the one I'm needing. I love you so sincerely. At last I've met my fate. I'm glad that I could wait until I found someone like you. You're the one I care for. You're the one, and therefore I hope you care for me. Don't you love me? I keep wondering all day through. Gee, but I love to do things for you. I got a feeling sort of stealing around me. I gotta have you somehow. My dreams are all about you, just you. It seems that nobody else will do. I hope that you feel the same way too. About me, you're the one that I care for. You're the one, and so therefore I hope you care for me. That's all.
The fabulous voice of Annette Hanshaw in 1931. She was nicknamed the Personality Girl, one of the very first singers to bring a light and conversational style to pop music. Not heavy vaudeville and strong voices, but a very delightful and enjoyable warmth and intimacy to her singing voice. One song per decade, cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, your host, and let's cruise forward in our time machine to 1942. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is on top of the world, and to me, I greatly enjoy clever wordplay in lyrics in any decade. This is the Glenn Miller Orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades.
H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I like liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a fly,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl, a real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades. Broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Of New Orleans. Marlins and Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, 1957, Don't You Just Know It, on Cruisin' the Decades, a musical time travel journey. Huey Piano Smith came out of New Orleans and became a major influence on artists like Fats Domino and Dr. John and Johnny Rivers, who later covered Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. Really an influential point in early rhythm and blues and soul and jazz and the forefront of what became rock and roll. CruisinTheDecades.com on shortwave radio all over the world. Our flagship stations include WBCQ The Planet in Maine and Radio Miami International in Okeechobee, Florida and South Florida, beaming out the signal worldwide, as well as Channel 292 in Bavaria, Germany. They transmit across most of Europe and the UK. Well, this is Cruisin' the Decades. You can find out what the heck we're up to at cruisinthedecades.com. We'll go into the 1960s and kind of the psychedelic and underground rock era. This is 1967 by The Seeds. This turned up on the Nuggets box set, in fact. This is The Seeds with Can't Seem to Make You Mine. Also later covered by The Ramones. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
I can't seem to make you
journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
In the late 60s in Durham, North Carolina, the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, or NRBQ. Now, that was a 1977 selection, one of their best, called Riding in My Car. On Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music, the idea here is radio broadcast signals all over the world, bringing listeners together through a shared passion for music and history and pop culture. And as we zip into the 1980s, let's see if we can go back to that fateful day they called Black Monday, a major stock market crash, 1987.
Good evening. Today is Black Monday, the day the Dow dropped more than 500 points. The day the Dow dropped more than 22%, almost double the rate of the Black Monday that signaled the beginning of the crash of 1929. But this crash of 1987 is not just an American experience. Around the world, stock markets fell faster than a skydiver without a parachute. The panic starting in Tokyo this morning while the West slept. One cause of the sell-off was reaction to last week's 236-point drop in the Dow. The result, the Nikkei average was down 260 yen. And from there to Wall Street, where the numbers speak for themselves. Unofficially, the Dow stands at 1738.41, a drop of more than 508 points. Proof, as Alec Roberts reports, that the panic hit a fevered pitch.
From the opening bell, the market was in free fall. After last Friday's record 108-point loss, analysts had expected a rally. Instead,
everybody, we're trying to find a bottom. We're trying to, you know, I'm, as a floor broker, I see stocks trading 10 points below where they traded Thursday, and I'm saying this has to be the bottom. And then they trade 5 points lower than that.
By noon, the market was down about 150 points, the tape delayed by more than an hour. But it only got worse as trading brokers struggled to cope with a blizzard of sell orders.
Not a good day in history, especially for investors. Well, let's stay musically in 1987. This was a top 20 hit in the UK. Solo material by Julian Cope. He had been in a band called The Teardrop Explodes. Went solo in 87. This also became an early MTV song called World Shut Your Mouth on Cruisin' the Decades.
hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Of 90s alt rock. In the Meantime by Space Hog from 1995. Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music. And I once saw Space Hog on the so-called Brotherly Love Tour. Bands with brothers like the Black Crowes, Oasis, and Space Hog. There's been all this buzz about the Oasis reunion shows, and we've got a live recording from their recent show in Dublin that we'll play in just a few minutes here. CruisingTheDecades.com. All of our shows and playlists are available on demand. And now we step forward into the 21st century. We'll go to 2008 for this one, a real disco and club indie type song. This is the band called Cut Copy, formed in Melbourne, Australia, the project of Mr. Dan Whitford. This was a pretty sizable hit for them in 2008. Hearts on Fire from Cut Copy on Cruisin' the Decades.
studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
By the mid-2010s, this four-piece came out of Frankenmuth, Michigan, home of the world's largest year-round Christmas store. And this band is called Greta Van Fleet. Heavy 70s English rock influence, heavy Led Zeppelin influence. In fact, a lot of people jokingly called them Greta Van Zeppelin when they came out. Listen for the similarities. This is Greta Van Fleet. I'm cruising the decades. In the decades. That was released in 2017. So that brings us up to the 2020s, and a real recent cool buzz artist coming out of Dublin, Ireland, C-Matt. Her name is Sierra Mary Alice Thompson, or C-Matt, an Irish singer-songwriter, and kind of doing this thing called Euro Country, kind of like country meets dance club with vibrant colors and uplifting themes and styles. Very critically acclaimed. She had a big set at Glastonbury 2025. She is nominated for a Brit Award and the prestigious Mercury Prize. This is C-Matt. And the song is called When a Good Man Cries on Cruisin' the Decades.
I waited for love with a cricket bat.
Baruch assault, but just desserts. She kept it.
definitely an artist to watch. That is C-Mat, When a Good Man Cries, 2025. This is actually her third album already. It's Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music, heard on great independent radio stations worldwide. A salute to listeners on the gamut in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, plus listeners at Indiana Public Radio from Muncie, Indiana, broadcasting from Ball State University. And fun fact, their studios are in the David Letterman Communications and Media Building on campus at Ball State. Also, hello to listeners in Roatan, Honduras, and Blue Wave Radio, 101.1 FM, English language adult alternative music for the expats in Roatan, truly an island paradise. They hear us all around the world, and they've heard all about the Oasis reunion shows. This is one of the biggest stories in music, and I've got a recording from Oasis in Dublin, Ireland, when they played on August 16th, 2025. Here's what Oasis sounds like live in 25. This is Cruising the Decades.
Where would we all be without Wonderwall, eh? Where would we be? Selling carpets. About you now.
definitely needed in 2025 is an Oasis reunion. That was recorded in Dublin, Ireland in August. And now we've done it. Over 100 years of music. Find all the playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
For those of us who still believe a non-capitalist future is both possible and necessary to save the planet, that there can be no socialism without decolonization. The fact is, the genocide persists precisely because the colonial order is still intact. On a global scale, it just takes on a different form or appearance. And so if we're going to fight and try to build that society, that world, we've got to basically understand that the fight against fascism is the fight against colonialism, is the fight against capitalism.
That's Robin D.G. Kelly, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Robin D.G. Kelly on colonialism, capitalism, and fascism. The era of traditional colonialism, with a few exceptions, is over, but it continues in new